Okay, starting on the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis through Kuf Lamed Hey, we have a list of situations in which Mila is not Docha Shabbos. Tosis deals whether these are Dinim D'Oraisa that require unique Zeres HaKosuv, or whether these Psukim are an Asmachta, because we have a general rule that we have a Suffolk as to whether Mila should take place on Shabbos, so we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos in situations of Suffolk. The list is of moving from Kuf Lamed Hey to Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Beis consists of seven situations. In the case of Safek ben Shvi, Safek ben Shmini, what did ben Shmini ben Chi, Androgynous, with the exception of Rav Yehuda, who holds that Androgynous is Docha Shabbos, that's a unique Zeres HaKosuv later on, and Kuf Lamed Zayin of Himo Lachem Kol Zachar, to include Androgynous. In general, Rav Yehuda agrees that Androgynous is a Safek, but here we have Zeres HaKosuv. Nolad ben Hashmashos, be it Knisa Shabbos, be it Yitzia Shabbos. Nolad Kishuhu Mohu, a question as to whether we have over here a Mila Kvusha or not, or whether we're making Stama Chabura. Shnei Orlos, there are two Perushim and Rashi, as to whether we're dealing with Shnei Gidim or two Kisuyim, simply not knowing what the Torah wants from us in this situation, what would be the Mila, and what may be Stama Chabura Ba'alma. And all of those, again, are situations of Suffolk, and then we have working off of the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph the bottom, Yishaki Tazria, V'yolda Zachar V'tamash Shivas Yamim U'Biyom Hashmini Yimol, that perhaps one requires a Tumas Leida, and so Yotze Dofen, the Caesarian, there's no Tumas Leida, and similarly the case of a Goya who gave birth, and then she was Mitgayeret, so we have a Vlad without a Tumas Leida. These are situations where we don't have a bris on Shabbos. All of this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, Sifim Gimel, and Hey. But Halach Lamaisa, there are a number of pratim that just have to be worked out. That's a function of, I think, of this Chabura, to try and bring things. So, taking the first situation of Safek ben Zayin, Safek ben Chet, the assumption is that a ben Chet is ke'evin ba'alma, that a vaday ben chet is not a bar kayama, because otherwise we know that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, suffik pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. As long as there is any possibility of life, you have a kisui gal, when there are just hundreds of, not hundreds, maybe tens of situations that are found in Shas where we have a suffik pikuach nefesh, and hu hadin even in terms of an uber even less than 40 days, if there is a suffik pikuach nefesh where machal al Shabbos. So Kal v'chomer that any Vlad we should be Mechal Shabbos, except that Chazal had a Kabbalah that the Ben Chet is Eino Chai, and there's no Suffolk at all. Halach l'maisa, we don't currently view a Ben Chet as an Evan. Why? So here we have Machlokes Haposkim, according to the Chazon Ish Siman Yoredeya Siman Kufnan Hey. Nishtanu Hatvayim. We have a lot of such situations. The whole Sefer has been written on Nishtanu Hatvayim. This is one of those examples that simply the Metzius is different. However, the Minchas Yitzchak, it's in Chelek Gimel of the Minchas Yitzchak, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, as quoted in the footnotes in Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa, they understand not so much Nishtanu Hatvayim, but rather Nishtanu Hanisibot. Namely, the teva may still be the same, but nowadays doctors know how to deal with the issues of a ben chet chai, or because of incubators, that puts things in a different situation. Ech shelo yiyeh, I mean, similarly, in other words, let's say, for example, in terms of a cheresh, nowadays everyone will agree that a deaf mute does not have a din of a ptur from mitzvos. This deaf mute can be fitted with hearing aids, cochlear implants, and he can be taught to understand. So it's not nishtana hateva of a cheresh, but the rofim know more. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave nitan reshut lerofim l'rabot. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the rofim nowadays a greater insight into how to communicate with a cheresh and technology. So who had the same parallelism between the Rofim and technology, by a Cheresh, also according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, applies to the world of a Ben Chet. However, in terms of Mila of a Ben Chet, here, to move Shabbos out of the picture, Mila of a Ben Chet has the same din of Mila of a Ben Zayin and of a Ben Tet in terms of Shabbos. But generally, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph, that any child who was born premature requires the doctor's okay to do a bris simply for other reasons. In other words, that the child may not be totally ready for a bris in terms of all the marachot of his body. So this requires, you know, the doctors make ask how old is the child, what's the weight of the child. There are moalim have certain tricks of the trade with our bechor, who was very, very small. He was born, like, on time, but he was very, very small, and at a weight that most Moalim don't do a bris, so the Yerushalmi Moel, Rabbi Yosela, came in, put his fingers into the hands of the baby, and just lifted the baby over the table and began to swing him like a swing, which way my wife fainted, and the baby held on. And so they were doing the bris. In other words, if the baby shows enough inner strength to be able to deal with traumatic situations that adults can't deal with, then the bris can be done. But in any case, one requires a medical okay b'chol to do a bris for any premature baby. So that's in terms of the safek ben zayin, safek ben ches. In terms of nolad ben hashmashos, so of course the question is, how do we define ben hashmashos? And so the Mishnah Berurah deals with this, both in the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Aleph and in the Bira Halacha there. And he says that we're dealing with the 15 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, or Tzeis HaKochavim, the Yitzia of Gimel Kochavim Beinonios. However, he says that in Eretz Yisrael, Mishnah Berurah says, in Eretz Yisrael, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they're Machmir, that from Shkia until the Yitzias Gimel Kochavim Beinonios, even though it's going to be more than 15 minutes, they're going to wait. So, Bemet, the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael from the time of Rav Tekashinsky was 17 minutes, 18 minutes, that would be the period of Ben Hashmashos. Again, the Yerushalmi Moel says that he spoke to Rav Yashiv and to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, and they said that 32 minutes from Shkia one should view as Ben Hashmashos. It's known that in Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish claimed 35 minutes. And in Chutz La'aretz, of course, you have Rabbeinu Tam, who has much more of a hold in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, classically, until Lakewood moved, till Lakewood East opened up, all of Eretz Yisrael only kept Minhag HaGaonim, and Lakewood East was Machadesh in Eretz Yisrael, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But in Chutz La'aretz, so you have a question, can you be Mekil like Rabbeinu Tam, that after Shkia, only the 48 minutes before the 72 minutes, should be considered to be a Safek Yom, a Safek Laila, as opposed to the time after from the Shkia Rishona till the Shkia Shnia, that should be Vadayom. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Dalet, Siman Samach Beis, where he says you should be Machmir Kibbeinu Tam, not be Mekhler Kibbeinu Tam. Namely, that from Shkia, we're going to define, from Shkia's Hachama, the time the Chama goes below the horizon, we're going to define Ben Hashmashos Lekulei Alma, and those who normally keep Rabbeinu Tam, so there will be Machmir more until the time of Rabbeinu Tam, and then you have Rabbeinu Tam Zmani, or Rabbeinu Tam Kavua. So in any case, you have to ask a Shaila. Okay, so the Ben Hashmashos, we have a question, is Ben Hashmashos 15 minutes, 17 minutes, 18 minutes, 32 minutes, 35 minutes, or 72 minutes, or 90 minutes, Lekulei. But the question also is, what is Leda? What if you have a situation where the baby was born on Shabbos, but the beginning of the birth took place during Ben Hashmashos? So how do you define beginning Leda? Leda, so the Gemara claims, is Yitzias Harosh. And we define Yitzias Harosh by Yitzias Rov Harosh. But what's Rov Harosh? Is it the Metzach, the forehead? Is it Rov of the Metzach? You get questions of Rov and Rov Harov and Rov Harov. And what does it mean, Yitzia? Yitzia to where? Yitzia from the Rechem to the Beis Achitzon, even though it's still inside of the mother, but that's already considered to be yitzia, or yitzia means to avir ha'olam. So there are no answers. Just the literature is in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskol Ben Ashmashos. He raises all of these issues and doesn't come to conclusions. So just raises the issues. So these are things that Shelot are made of. So we discussed the Sari Ben Zayin, Sari Ben Ches, Nogad Ben Ashmashos, Yotze Dofen. By the Yotze Dofen is what we call a cesarean. There is an issue in terms of Pidyon HaBen, where you need a Peter Rechem. What if the Leda is aided by the doctor with an instrument, like a forceps or a vacuum? Oh, maybe we have over here a Chatzitza between the Leda, between the Vlad and the walls of the Rechem, and it wouldn't be called a Peter Rechem. But that's only a Sheila by Pidyon HaBen. It's not a question in terms of Shabbos. Anyway, that's not considered to be a Yotze Dofen, even though it's different than, you know, the normal birth. Where we do have a Shaila Lahalacha is in terms of a test tube baby or in terms of artificial insemination. That again, what's the whole issue of Yotze Dofen? Yishaki Tazriya V'yolda Zachar. You don't have Tumat Leida unless you have and therefore you don't have the Gzeras HaKosov or Yom HaShmini. What if we have Tumat Leida perhaps, but we don't have Yishat Kitazria? We don't have a normal Hazra'a. Would that also affect the Bris on Shabbos? So here Rav Shlomo Zalman raises this, puts it on Shulchan Malachim. There used to be a hardcover journal called Noam, that for many, many years came out, in which Chachmei Yerushalayim used to argue, and Chachmei Chutz Laaretz also. It's sort of been taken over by Yeshurun in terms of the type of people who write there and the type of articles they write. But without, Yeshurun also has all sorts of articles that would be more academic Jewish studies. But this was Mamish a Torah journal. Rav Aaron Kotler wrote there, Rav Kasher was. You have the whole international dateline issue brought there, gelatin. So who did Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shlomo Zalman's famous Eitza in Hilchos Nida, if one were to create a chatzitza, that the Dam Nida would not touch the walls of the prosdor, whether that can keep the woman from being Temeya Nida, keep her muteret to her husband in a situation where otherwise she wouldn't be able to become pregnant. In any case, so Rav Shlomo Zalman raises the issue based on a Rabbeinu Chananel in Chagiga. There's a sugya in Chagiga from Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Besula Mahi Le Besula Sheibra Mahi. And the Nafka Mina of the Gemara is she Mutera to a Kohen Gadol. On one hand, she's a Besula, on the other hand, she's a Mu'beres. The Gemara goes into the Hechitimsis and raises the question of Hazra be'ambatia, and Rabbeinu Chananel, which is not found there. Rabbeinu Chananel there on Tesvav, you'll find all Rabbeinu Chananel about Acher. Now, if you move to Daf Tetzayin in Rabbeinu Chananel, that's where he talks about it, and he points out that this is a chisaron of Yishaki Tazria, that anything which is unusual would perhaps not be a situation of Ishaki Tazria, would have a nachgimino also in terms of Tumas Leda, not only in terms of Besula Mahi LeKohen Gadol. And so working with Rabbeinu Chananel, the question is, what about artificial insemination? What about test tube babies? Would this be under Rabbeinu Chananel's, the Shelo Kederach, Hazra Shelo Kederach, where Shlomo Zalman just, again, leaves it al Shulchan Malachim? I don't know. And it was usually, I'm not aware of any moral asking a woman, was this baby a test tube baby? Was it? But let's say the woman were to volunteer the information, in other words, and the birth would have to been on Shabbos. Whether they would do the birth on Shabbos, I don't know. Within the sukkia, we're assuming that a ben chet is like an evan, so ein mechalal in Shabbos alav because he's a vadai nefel, and then also ein letaltalo because he's a vadai. So again, the post can point out at the moment there's any suffix, maybe he's a ben zayin. If we have a situation of that's clear that he's a full-term baby, that certainly these halachos don't apply. But also we have the issue of the mother, that the mother has to has to nurse for her own. The Gemara calls it Neha Sakana. That Tosfos points out, we don't have to come on to Neha Sakana. It's Bnei Hatzar, that when the milk is engorged in the breast, it could be very painful for the mother. Nowadays, really, they speak of a Neha Sakana, namely when a woman doesn't nurse regularly, then she gets a breast infection, and breast infections can spread to the rest of the body. But Tosfos didn't deal with breast infections, he dealt with tzar of simply being full and not being able to nurse. And so the Gemara gives the Eitzah of her leaning over Shocha Agave HaTinok and letting the Tinok be Minik, or she should remove Biyadayim. And what's pointed out by all the poskim is this is one of those classic examples of Halacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa B'Mokom Tzar. This is the parallel of Matis Mursa. This is the parallel of Tzad Nachash, where the Chazal weren't goes there. Even if you assume Halacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is drabanan, but it's a chashav of drabanan because we have those deos that it's chayav daraisa. But Chazal weren't goes there. Halacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa b'makom tzar. So this is one of those examples. Okay, that's Betzim what we have over here on Kuf Lamed Hey. I looked ahead to Dafkuf Lamed Vav. I really don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow night. Mirtz Hashem, I'll try and find something to talk about. Okay. Okay. Well, work on it.